Welcome back to the America Pray Now podcast, the podcast for people of prayer. Today, we will hear from America Pray Now director, Hannah Alway.
In my last podcast, I talked about the blessings and promises from Psalms 91 given to those who dwell in the secret place, which means having an intimate and unrestrained communion with God. George Mueller shared his secret to dwelling in the secret place every day, and I want to share that with you today. For some years, he would get up every morning and spend time in prayer. But one day he realized that the most important thing that he needed to do was to give himself to the reading of the Word of God and to meditate on it so that his heart could be comforted, encouraged, reproved, and instructed. He began to experience that when he would begin his day reading the Bible, his heart would be brought into communion with the Lord. He would ask for the Lord's blessing upon his precious word, and then he would begin to read and meditate on what he was reading, searching every verse to get a blessing out of it. He said he did not do this for the sake of public ministry, nor for the sake of preaching on what he had meditated upon, but he did it to obtain spiritual food for his own soul. He found that after a few minutes of reading, his soul would be led to confession, or to thanksgiving, or to intercession, or to supplication. So though he did not give himself first to prayer, but rather to meditation, it turned almost immediately into prayer. He experienced that what he was reading and meditating on would be spiritual food for his own soul. Yet often it would lead him into prayer for others or prayer even for himself. He tells how before his eyes were opened to the need to start reading scripture before spending time in prayer, he often spent up to an hour on his knees before being conscious of having received comfort, encouragement, or a humbling of his soul. He said, often suffering much during that hour of prayer, with his mind wandering for the first 10 minutes or even sometimes up to a half hour before he really could get into prayer. But after he began his days reading the Bible first, which then automatically ushered him into prayer, he realized that he rarely suffered in that way. He said his heart was nourished by the truth, which brought him into fellowship with God. He said it was one of his secrets to entering into the presence of the Lord, into daily communion with the Lord. When you read biographies of men and women of God from the past, you see that they all had something in common, and that was that, just like George Mueller, they all sought the Lord in the secret place. They all had a special prayer life. Seeking the Lord in the secret place every day is something that has not been emphasized in the church over the years in America, but needs to be emphasized, because many believers do not have a prayer life in the secret place. Years ago, a famous evangelist made a survey of two leading theological schools in the United States. 500 students were questioned, and 93% of them said they had no devotional life. What would be the statistic if the majority of Christians were questioned today? How about you? What would be your answer if you were asked that question? In the book, Kneeling We Triumph, the author shares a quote from a man of God named Bonar. I am going to read the quote to you. It says, "We have held more communion with man than with God. We have given a greater prominence to man's writings, man's opinions, man's systems, and man's studies than to the Word of God. We have drunk more out of human cisterns than divine. Hence, the mold and fashion of our spirits, our lives, our words have been derived more from man than from God. We must study the Bible more. We must not only lay it up within us, but transfuse it through the whole texture of the soul. We have not been men of prayer. The spirit of prayer has slumbered among us. The closet has been too little frequented and delighted in. We've allowed busyness, study, or active labor to interfere with our closet hours and the feverish atmosphere in which both the church and the nation are enveloped has found its way into our prayer closets, disturbing the sweet calm of his blessed solitude. Sleep, foolish talking, idle reading, unprofitable occupations like radio and television, etc. I want to pause there for a second and add that today it's the internet. Engrossed time that should be redeemed for prayer and soul winning. Prayerlessness is a sin that can be repented of and blood cleansed like other sins. Why is there so much speaking yet so little prayer? Why is there so much running to and fro to meetings, conventions, fellowship gatherings, and yet so little time for prayer? Brethren, why so many meetings with our fellow men and so few meetings with God? What this man of God said long ago is very true today. There is so little prayer in the lives of believers and in the church as a whole. My husband is a pastor, and some years ago, he was invited to a pastor's prayer meeting. He gathered with about 50 pastors, and they opened with prayer, and then they had one speaker after the other, and then they closed in prayer. It was not a prayer meeting. I have a friend who also is in the ministry, and she told me that she was invited to a prayer meeting with pastors. There were about 100 in attendance. They opened with prayer, and then they had one speaker after the other, and they closed with prayer. That is not a prayer meeting. Why is this the condition of the church today? Bonar brought out two things in what I just read to you a minute ago that I believe answers this question. First, he talked about God's people giving greater prominence to man's writings, man's opinions, man's studies than to the Word of God. George Mueller did not always have a desire to read Scripture. There was a time in his life that he said he fell into the snare into which many believers fall of the reading of religious books in preference to the Scriptures. He said the consequence was that he remained a babe, both in knowledge and grace. In knowledge, he said, for all true knowledge must be derived by the Spirit from the Word. He said that when he began to faithfully read the Scriptures, his life and walk with the Lord became very different. Today, many believers talk about the books they read on spiritual things, but talk very little, if anything, about what they have read from the greatest book that was ever written. Believers can spend hours reading what others say about the things of God, searching for answers for their spiritual lives, when the Lord has given us everything we need for our spiritual walk in the Bible. If we spend time reading and meditating on Scripture and letting the Holy Spirit open our eyes of understanding, ushering us into the presence of the Lord through the Word, that will do more for our walk with the Lord than any book could ever do, because in the presence of the Lord, we are changed. As George Mueller experienced, reading Scripture is a way we enter into the presence of God, and that often leads us into prayer. The second thing that Bonar mentioned is that there is a lack of prayer because of busyness and other things that draw us away from a prayer life. In order to have a daily devotional life, we have to consciously set aside time in our daily schedule to seek the Lord. Otherwise, it is not going to happen. We have to make an effort to get up earlier in the mornings to seek the Lord before our day begins. And we have to make an effort to set time aside in the evenings before we get too tired to spend with the Lord. A man of God once said, "The difference between rising at 5 and 7 o'clock in the morning for the space of 40 years, supposing a man goes to bed at the same hour at night, is nearly equivalent to the addition of 10 years to a man's life." This is amazing. And it is said that 1 hour gained by rising early is worth 1 month in a year. That is truly amazing. Imagine a total of 1 month of communion with the Lord? Any believer who spent that amount of time in the secret place with the Lord in a span of 1 year would surely be transformed and special in God's eyes. Oh, would to God that this vision of seeking the Lord in the secret place would arise in God's people again. I want to encourage all of you who are listening to this podcast to commit to spending time every morning and every evening reading the scripture, meditating on it, and letting it lead you into prayer, into communion with the Lord. It will change your life. You will find that you begin to look forward to those times of sweet communion, sweet fellowship with your Savior. You will want to set aside the earthly things like movies or being on the internet or other things that you enjoy in order to spend time in the presence of your Savior. I begin and end my day in this way, and I can testify that what George Mueller experienced is true. My daily Bible reading and meditating on Scripture has opened the door into God's presence time and time again, and it automatically leads me into prayer. Let us spend time every day reading and meditating on the love letter that the Lord gave us. In that love letter, there are so many spiritual treasures that the Holy Spirit will reveal to us that will change our life. Psalms chapter 1, verse 2 and 3 says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." The Spirit of the Lord is calling us into the secret place, calling us to meditate on his law day and night, having daily communion so that we can receive the blessings and promises given to all those who dwell in the secret place of prayer. Will you make that commitment today? I hope and pray that you will. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for the America Pray Now podcast. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, we also publish a magazine on prayer that is free of charge and can be delivered directly to your home. You can sign up for this magazine on our website at americapraynow.com. In addition to our weekly podcast, we also meet in 16 different cities every month to pray in person. Most of our in-person prayer meetings are in Virginia, and we also have meetings in Maryland, West Virginia, Delaware, and North Carolina. Please see our websites for times and dates. Until next time, may God bless you.